presentation of Another Voice on KRCB.org is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a great renewable source of energy is human action on behalf of a healthy planet. Information on Going Solar is available at SolarWorks Downtown Sebastopol office, 707-829-8282, or online at solarworksca.com.
Last summer, a man stood at a busy intersection in Petaluma selling brightly colored blankets, the kind you put in a kid's bedroom. Two of them, presumably his hottest numbers, hung on a line. One was Winnie the Pooh, and the other was a muddy version of Al Pacino, pointing a big gun. There goes childhood, I thought. How can a honey-eating bear compete with our all-American bloodlust? That's why I don't want to see No Country for Old Men, even though I have a thing for Tommy Lee Jones, and the film is said to be wonderfully acted and beautifully filmed. But I don't want to see a made-up movie about a crazed killer who gets off on torturing people. If I'm going to sit still for violence, I feel duty-bound to watch My Country's War. In the Valley of Elah, you get chaos and horror, all the ingredients of war, plus more Tommy Lee Jones, and maybe some understanding and compassion for what happens to the real people we send to do our killing. Yet, movies about the Iraq conflict have pretty much tanked, and film critics blame audience fatigue. Filmgoers seem to need a few years' distance from a war to give it their attention, said Diane McCurdy, who does film reviews for KRCB and teaches film history. Watching movies about Iraq, she thinks, for most people is too real, too uncomfortable, too painful to watch. In her movie review of Redacted, the Brian De Palma film based on a news account of American soldiers raping an Iraqi girl and slaughtering her family, McCurdy said, "The fact that we don't want to be confronted with these unspeakable things is perhaps how we got into this mess to begin with." On the other hand, she said a murderous thriller like The Bourne Ultimatum is a box office darling because the violence is so over the top, so choreographed no one takes it seriously. It is violence that has been cartooned. Novelist and film writer Daryl Ponesan, who wrote The Last Detail, who also writes mystery murders under the name of Anne Argula, and who gets to vote on Oscar nominees as a member of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, and who gets to vote on Oscar nominees as a member of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, said the relative disinterest in Iraq war dramas is likely not due to their quality, but because many Americans, he said, do not want to be reminded of their mistake in going to war. As for Hollywood's penchant for made-up violence, he said, filmmakers claim to be merely reflecting the culture, but clearly some of them glamorize and promote the romance of violence, building an audience for it, aided, he said, by one of the great failures of our educational system, which is to produce discerning citizens. Even the grisly Stephen King has weighed in on America's attraction for bloody movies, telling Entertainment Weekly, "I can only hope they serve as a mental gutter through which our worst fears and impulses are channeled safely out of our emotional systems." Here's another possibility. Jean Hanks, a Quaker woman of peace, really enjoyed No Country for Old Men. "I didn't appreciate the violence," said the Santa Rosan, "but it was a superbly acted film." Hanks said she was attracted to the film after hearing the actors and director interviewed. And, said Hanks, she's continued to think about it and has decided because it is so believably harsh, it really becomes an anti-violence movie. I'm still not going to see it. I'm going to save my stomach for the Iraq war movies. I figure that if I'm paying $4,500 a year, which is what the National Priorities Project said total defense spending now costs the average taxpayer, I can put in another $10 to see where my money is going. For Another Voice, this is Susan Swartz for KRCB Radio.